We have the 8 o'clock news from Vivian Traynor.
20% tariffs on Irish exports to the United States and the continuing threat of further sectoral taxes will be the focus of meetings in government buildings today. Employers, unions, state agencies and ministers will attend the Labour Employer Economic Forum and Trade Forum. Our political coverage editor, Joe McGreely.
The LEAF, or Labour Employer Economic Forum, is a body led by government that meets to discuss various labour matters and general economic issues affecting the country, especially at times of uncertainty. Wednesday's 20% tariff announcement by Donald Trump and how it will impact jobs, companies and the economy is the particular focus of this morning's gathering of union leaders, employers and government ministers. Taoiseach Micheál Martin will chair the meeting, which will also be attended by Taoiseach Simon Harris, Minister for Finance Pascal Donoghue and Minister for Public Expenditure Jack Chambers, along with senior departmental officials. Later, the trade forum established by the Taoiseach in February will also discuss those tariffs and the threat of further sectoral tariffs. It will also hear the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade will prepare a plan to help guide the country through the coming period of economic uncertainty and to seek the opening up of new markets for Irish exports. Joe McGreely, RTE News.
Gardaí investigating an organised crime gang in West Dublin have arrested three women and seized cash, mobile phones and scrambler bikes. A number of dogs were also removed following a search of a property. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
Gardaí searched the home in Cardiff in West Dublin as part of a planned and targeted operation. Uniformed Gardaí on patrol in the area earlier this week had been attacked by XL bully dogs, a banned breed which requires a certificate of exemption. The emergency response unit was called in to force entry. Gardaí discovered thousands of euro in cash and several mobile phones, which were seized along with three high-powered scramblers used by drug dealers as part of street dealing supply networks. Gardaí also removed several XL bully dogs from the house. The three women who were arrested, two in their 20s and 30s and one in her 50s, are being detained under anti-gang legislation in separate Gardaí stations. They can be questioned for up to a week. Gardaí say it's the latest operation targeting the activities of a family-based organised crime group in West Dublin, involved in drug trafficking, money laundering and feuding with rival West and North Dublin gangs. A number of its members are currently before the courts on other serious charges. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, Dublin.
A new report on child-related leave and gender equality has found that only half of fathers took up paternity leave entitlements. The study estimated that 26% of eligible fathers who had children born in 2021 availed of paternity leave, compared with 69% of eligible mothers. Fathers on higher pay or working in larger companies were more likely to take paternity leave. The report was published by the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission and the Economic and Social Research Institute. Dimitri O'Donnell reports.
Paternity benefit is paid to fathers for 2 weeks and must be taken within 6 months of the birth of a child. However, the take-up rates remain low, with only around half of fathers availing of the benefit and a quarter taking parents' leave, compared to two-thirds of mothers. The related welfare benefits are paid at a flat rate, which has been highlighted as a significant barrier because they do not address income-related concerns. The Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission says a significant gender income gap persists in the workplace, driven primarily by lower female participation rates. The study suggests increasing the replacement rate of state-funded benefits to cover a larger proportion of earnings and addressing workplace norms that may discourage fathers from taking leave.
South Korea's Constitutional Court has upheld President Yoon Suk-yeol's impeachment over his martial law declaration, voting unanimously to strip him of office for violating the Constitution. Mr. Yoon was suspended over his attempt last December to subvert civilian rule, which saw armed soldiers deployed to Parliament. He was also arrested on insurrection charges as part of a separate criminal case. His removal now triggers a presidential election, which must be held within 60 days. The Israeli army says it's launched a new ground offensive east of Gaza City to expand the security zone it has established inside the Palestinian territory. The military said troops had eliminated numerous militants and dismantled what it said was a Hamas command and control centre. It also says it has killed a Hamas commander in Lebanon, saying Hassan Farhat died in a targeted strike on the Lebanese port city of Sidon early this morning. The Israeli government says the military is dividing Gaza and seizing territory to force Hamas to free the remaining Israeli hostages seized in the group's attack on Israel 18 months ago, which sparked the Gaza war. The removal of Kerry football player and manager Mick O'Dwyer is to take place this evening in Waterville in County Kerry. Mr. O'Dwyer died yesterday at the age of 88. His funeral mass will take place tomorrow morning. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant, from HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
Largely dry this morning with a mix of cloud and sunny spells with some rain and drizzle in places. The rain will gradually clear with spells of sunshine developing. Highest temperatures 13 to 19 degrees.